Graphic: Mexican narco-terrorists men dump more human body parts in cities near Texas. By Cartel Chronicles on February 8, 2019. Gunmen working for the narco-terrorist known as El Tori continue to leave dismembered body parts with threatening messages in cities near Texas to spread fear among their rivals. The gory crime scenes were discovered over several days in Miguel Alemán, Monterrey, and others, each featuring a banner signed by a faction of Los Zetas known as Cartel del Noreste, CDN. CDN operations are currently led by Hector Raúl El Tori Luna Luna, a convicted terrorist who is also wanted in the U.S. for his role in the 2008 grenade attack against the U.S. consulate in Monterrey. Luna Luna was suspiciously released last year. Since taking command of Los Zetas, he started a reign of terror where ice chests filled with body parts are becoming commonplace across northern Mexico. One of the most recent scenes was found in Monterrey, where El Tori's men left three chests and the head of José El Hueso Sir Flaco Guevara Martinez. The body parts were left in two ice chests outside of the state prisons in Apodaca and Topo Chico. The banners threaten authorities to make a deal or be the next target. In a third case, El Tori's gunman left Guevara's head outside the headquarters of the Nuevo León State Investigations Agency, AEI. The law enforcement building is the same one that El Tori previously threatened to blow up in retaliation for a crackdown against his operations. Another crime scene was revealed last weekend in Miguel Alemán, where CDN gunmen left a chest with two human heads and a banner threatening the Gulf Cartel and Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG. El Tori's gunman leaked the identity of Bartolo El Primito Rudarte Castillo, the leader of the Gulf Cartel faction called Los Metros. El Tori's men also took credit for killing 27 Gulf Cartel gunmen in a recent gun battle. Most of the bodies were charred using explosives or incendiary devices. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Tony Aranda from Nuevo León and AC Del Angel from Tamaulipas.